All right, B-Lo, we're live.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You finally didn't come in yelling and screaming like an obnoxious twerp.
All right, B-Lo, we're live.
See, you just ruined it.
The fans love it. They love it. They love it. I'm provocative. I get the people going.
Do we even have any fans?
We do. Trust me, we do. B-Lo, you are going to be co-host of the fucking year. I feel it. This is your year. We're going to win all kinds of awards. All right.
Going to get a trophy.
As you know, we introduced the names of our bits last week, finally, our segments. Opening up with something that we do here every podcast when B-Lo and I record together once a week. The streak. The streak with B-Lo and I. Our Snapchat streak of 404 days was killed by those fucks at Snapchat. So yeah, B-Lo and I.
I'm getting tired of listening to the same story every week. Just say, what's the chat number?
We get new listeners every week and they have to know the context behind the streak. Again.
But if you're a new listener, can't you just say, hey, as we said in the previous podcast about the streak?
Yes, I can also do that, but I like to introduce the new listeners every time. We're still growing. I'm going to be doing this for the first 5 years, so get used to it.
What? Gosh, I hope the streak dies.
No, you don't, because we don't say that, because you know how devastated we were when they killed our first streak.
Who's we? It's you.
No. Fuck you. Don't put it all on me, because I was getting texts and snaps and fucking even phone calls about I can't believe we lost the streak.
Projecting your...
Stop denying how much the streak means to you.
On me.
See, now I see some of your issues. You like to deny how much something means to you. You are like that.
Man, I have to talk to you about, like, what I was talking to you about. I have something to talk to you about.
All right, wait. We'll save it for the next
segment. Got on here. So, I can't.
We'll do it off the show and figure out if we're going to take it on the show. Again, the streak, B-Lo, as of this recording, today's date is Sunday, June 30th, 2019. This will be airing at some point this week, preferably on Tuesday, if we do not have any editing problems that we had last week.
What is this? I edited that like a genius. I should have put in sound effects.
What is the streak stand as of today?
I have my shirt on today, too. I don't know. I have to find it. Hold on.
Never put up the fucking B-Lo account.
I did create the B-Lo account. I have to put the picture up there. Look, I have the hat on. I'll take my shirt off and get the kittens again, and I'll take the picture.
It's not the same. You got to do it in the moment. It's past. The moment is past, B-Lo.
She said.
You're known for letting moments pass, and you're also known for not showing how much you love something. I know you. I'm reading you like a book. I know you so well. We're going to get into that today.
No, we're not. I don't. Listen.
B-Lo, the streak.
What are you doing? You're going on this little, like, 178 days.
178 days from starting December 25th, Christmas 2018. It still doesn't make any sense, but that's our count for those of you keeping account at home that are hoping that B-Lo and I...
180 days would have been 6 months, and then we have 6 days.
I literally did this on the last show. You were like doing the same thing.
Yeah, 186 days we should be at, and we're at 178.
Again, we're fucked 8 days. We talk about this every time. We know their math. So we've been fucked. Anyway.
Why do we have to talk about the same thing every time? It's like boring.
Because it gets people like this. I've gotten feedback that people like the fucking streak. They think it's weird that two grown men fucking are obsessed with a Snapchat streak. So it's very entertaining.
I want to see this feedback.
Now, the user mail and the fan mail is for the host only. If you want to give out your own email in social media as B-Lo the co-host, which I have been encouraging for the last 5 months, feel free to do so, B-Lo the co-host. Anyway.
No, that's silly. If I am the co-host, I'm part of the show. If people want to address me to the main show email, they should be able to, and I should be able to review it.
No. Do you fucking think Conan O'Brien shares his shit with like Andy Richter? No. He's the host. He doesn't share that stuff with the co-host. He directs the show accordingly.
I don't even think Conan O'Brien reads the email. I think he has somebody else do it.
Well, we're not staffed like that quite yet, B-Lo. Maybe one day we will be. Unless I could teach Tigger to open up
every time.
open a fucking mail or read a fucking email. I taught the cat to do everything else. We're not quite staffed yet. Anyway, that's the shriek, giving everybody the update. Now we're going to pivot on over to the name of our bit that we introduced last week, what we've been doing since we started. We finally put a name to it. Strictly Dickly. Oh, do I have something funny to share with you around Strictly Dickly? So, once again, I'm totally giving B-Lo full credit for this name because last week when I put up the show on Instagram, I started using hashtags behind our bit name. B-Lo, if you would like to, I know you got your phone and the computer going. If you would like to search the hashtag Strictly Dickly on Instagram and let me know what you find, and could you share that with the audience?
Hold on a second. I've never even done that. And I really cannot take credit for the name.
You brought it to the show, so you are getting credit.
I brought it to the show, but I am not the one that named the bit. Somebody mentioned it to me, and I told them I would give them credit, and they said they didn't want credit. So,
well, you should question this person once you actually search this hashtag, because okay. I clicked on the hashtag, and all the things that show up in it, it's very interesting, B-Lo. So once again, I'm giving
you maybe that's credit. Why they mentioned it to me.
And I don't know why we didn't think about this as we gave it the name.
Well, because you're the host. You're the host and I'm the co-host. So maybe you should have thought about it in the screen thing.
No, you do the thinking. The host, me, I do the entertaining.
Where do you put it? I'm on your Instagram. And where do you put it so that I can click on the hashtag?
So look at the last picture of the last B-Lo and T podcast.
I'm on Instagram.
Just search. Do the search. Go to hit the little.
I'm on your Instagram.
You don't need to go to my Instagram. You could just go to fucking Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm breaking.
I want to click the hashtag.
Go to Instagram. Hit the little magnifying glass below. Type in.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to, because nobody's going to search for it on their own. All right. They're going
to. Then go to the T Podcast Instagram. Not the T Blog. I have two accounts, which I say every show if you were listening, because I don't think you listen to any of the shows.
I do. Okay. All right. So I go to the other one. Well, why can't you get to that from T-Blog?
You can. It's in my bio. You could have just clicked it on there.
All right.
Hurry up before we bore the audience.
Am I going to get, like, people coming to my house and shit?
No. Just click it. So I wrote under the comment section my T-Blog account on that picture, the first picture. See the hashtags?
Strictly. 1,000 posts.
Kick it. Click it.
So that's nothing. It's like people's faces. Am I looking at the wrong one?
No.
How did you get that? Wait, I clicked on Strictly Dickly on the comment, and I get this.
Look, you gotta scroll. Come on, B-Lo. Look at the memes. Look at the memes we're now tagged with.
Oh, okay. Now you scroll down. Yeah, I see men. This is funny. When you a lady but can rip an ass in two if you need to. This is pretty funny.
So we are now affiliated with a very popular gay hashtag, Strictly Dickly. It's funny. Anything's wrong with it, but... So the hashtag and the name of our bit, Strictly Dickly, we may give it a new dynamic. So eventually, as the show grows in popularity, some folks would be like, what the fuck
are you guys doing? Like, that's hilarious.
Anyway, you cut me off. When we're talking about this one day and Strictly Dickly grows as a hashtag, people are now going to tie it to the show. And we may have some people upset with how we change the meaning of Strictly Dickly. Anyway, Strictly Dickly is the bit where B-Lo and I talk about life and dating relationships from two men perspective, our perspective, and we share our experiences tied into the rest of the shit that's going on in this world. So Strictly Dickly today, I am introducing, strictly pun intended, to one dick in particular, and that is B-Lo. B-Lo?
No, see, don't lead up to it.
No. I want you to get into what we're going to talk about today, and then I could basically talk about with you why we're talking about this today. So do the introduction, B-Lo. I'm handing over Strictly Dickly to you.
There's no whys. It's because I was intrigued. So what I decided to do is we've been talking about, and it's not just you, you've been talking about your dating app experience. What I decided to do, and everybody, I was talking to a lot of people about their experience in Poland because I'm intrigued by it, is I ended up signing up for a dating app. Okay? I'm going to tell you the experience of my dating app, part one.
So before people get into
that. I'm not telling any juicy stories. My perspective is going to be through, right now, going through this process of this whole dating app process. So I've been listening
Let's set the standard. So B-Lo has never been on a dating app, right? Is that safe to say?
Never. Never in my entire life have I looked at one other than what you and I had done, like, remotely. Never have I even, like, sandbagged one or anything, but I've been talking to people recently about, like, their experiences and stuff like that, and I will say that most of them have told me that it's been awful, okay? Some people will say they have found relationships or they have found things, but from the people that I've been speaking to, and yourself included, right? I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, you may be in a good situation now, which is fine, which is that's your intent, but sometimes getting there is not so easy.
Yes, getting there on a dating app it is, and I could, you know, again, we'll go back and forth here. So my experience, I was on a couple years ago, terrible, terrible experiences. Then I got back on it about a year ago, wasn't really meeting what I was looking for, and then obviously what you and I did on the show and where it is now. But yes, the majority of dating apps, without knowing what you want to get out of it, if you're just looking for dates, eventually once you're in it for a little bit, you start to take shape of what you want, just like any other dating approach. It is, for the majority of people, a really bad experience.
Well, yes. So this was I was going through this whole process. So what I ended up doing, I'm not going to give, like, names or anything like that, and I'm going to just give a straight, honest perspective, because you know me. I mean, we goof around a lot on this show, and some people, or this podcast, whatever the hell you want to call it, and a lot of people who know me know the actual type of person I am, right? So, I mean, some of the things we talk about is more for entertainment versus, like, life. So I had never done this before. So it was like an overwhelming experience just to get to the point. So I also decided, you know what? I'm not into this Bumble, Tinder, Finder, Grindr, Leaver type thing, because I didn't want to get stuck into that because I'm not ready for that world, right? So I decided, let me just ease into this slowly, right? Because I know so many people who use those Tinder, Grindr, Finder, Leaver, you know, Her, Hinge, Grit type things. And they're like, well, they're just looking for hookups, right?
Yeah, and we talked about that. Tinder is definitely a hookup site.
Well, I'm telling you, I found out some other things, too. People tell me, like, some of them go on there, and they're like, oh, we're couples looking for, like, a third person.
Yes, that's on there.
Okay, so anyway, so I decided, you know, I'll pay for a month of one of the premium services so that maybe the experience won't be so bad, right? I'm not going
to... I didn't know that. I didn't know you were paying for premium. I didn't know that.
I was paying for a premium service because I was thinking, all right, let me ease myself into this to see what this experience is like, because, you know, it's like a whole new world to me. And
well, pain also gives you the advantages that the non-pay do. Like, you have better filters, you have better options. So,
well, that's why I did that, because I did want to shelter myself from some of the experiences that these other people have with the non-paying ones, right? First off, I will say, one, I don't know how anyone, like, the two most awkward things in the world are trying to find pictures of yourself.
Yes.
And come up with a bio for yourself, right?
Yes.
So I made it through that phase. Everyone's like, well, you should talk to someone and have somebody write it for you and stuff like that. I'm like, you know what? This is an experiment for me. Like, my intentions were not to, like, you know, rule the world.
Well, you know, again, from my experiences, so every time you talk about your little thing, I'm going to jump in with mine. So you're right. Me, even being a writer, B-Lo, it's very difficult to write your own bio. It is very difficult to find pictures of yourself, because here's the things you come up against, right? Grown men hardly ever take selfies. I take the T-blog pose. I don't show my face. So when I was on there, obviously, I had to show my face. I had to find pictures with me, but it's very few pictures I had alone that somebody's taken of me. Then you're going to make the choice of, like, do I put pictures up there with my nieces and nephews? I don't want their faces up there. Do I take pictures that I can put up there with my friends? Well, now I can use my friends' faces with me. And then it comes into that whole, which one are you? You had to get to that. But choosing pictures for a dating profile is very stressful. It is very tough to do. And a lot of people will put on there, and if you, I don't know if you noticed this, be a little, get into that in a second, but some women, and guys write this as well too, oh, your pictures cannot all be selfies because you look like a narcissist that way. And it's tough to find those. So the picture choosing and the bio take a lot of thought and a lot of effort. Totally agree.
Yeah, that takes like, you know, a period of time in itself. And I'm not referencing the period of time because I will get to the end of, like, a point of my story. So you sign this thing up, right? Man, after you get through the overwhelming experience, it was overwhelming to me, of picking the pictures and coming up with a bio.
Then did you have to answer a lot of questions? Does match premium?
Well, yeah, because you go through this whole thing, like, you know, what are you looking for? You know, yes. What's education? You know, what do you like to do? All this other stuff, which is good because it helps you filter this stuff out. And like I said, I'm assuming, keyword, assuming that people are paying for this. Therefore, they're going to be a different type of person, maybe a little more seriousness in it.
That's so free. I totally agree.
I paid for 1 month, right? They have all these things you can pay for 6 months. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just doing this as an, you know, I'm doing this like trial period.
Let me ask you though, when you were filling that out, like the parameters of what you were looking for, did you have a good idea or did you have to see what your options were, like certain height, certain age, certain weight, distance? Did you know going in or did you have to play around with it and actually find what you were looking for?
I went with based upon the questions, I answered them based upon what I thought. Like I didn't try to like change, I didn't change anything after I set it up.
Okay.
And I still will go back to this, right? And I actually did have a conversation with somebody about this as well. And they actually, it took them a minute to, like, I explained to them, I said, I don't understand why you can't put a weight in there. And I talked to somebody else. I know we spoke about this, but after going through this process, let me tell you something. You can put sex, gender, race, religion, height, smoke, non-smoke, children, non-children, college education, salary requirements. I didn't fill any of that stuff out. But I'm like, you can fill in everything and some of the most taboo things that you're supposed to talk about, like sexual preference, race, religion, and stuff like that. But you cannot put in someone's weight, right? But you can put in someone's height. You can put in someone's eye color. You can put in someone's hair color. Why can't you put in someone's weight? It's the only thing that you cannot filter on.
Some do piercings and tattoos that I've been on in the past. But weight is taboo. The only thing, weight.
But it doesn't even, like I said, it's not that like some people say, oh, well, you shouldn't judge by weight because you can filter these people out. But I'm like, it doesn't matter. Or they're saying, well, some people will feel sensitive about their weight. I'm like, this whole world is in an uproar about race and religion. Who cares about it? It's so minor compared to some of the other things that they're allowed to do. Okay, so I signed up for it.
I really love this. I love your take on all this because I've been
doing
this.
It took me about a day to fill that out, right?
Oh, my God.
So then I went to bed. Next thing you know, I woke up.
You were done. So you were like, you were done. You feel like you gave it your all. And that was the first phase. And then you're like, I'm going to bed.
It took a lot out of me to fill that out. Because it's like, yourself out there. It's embarrassing. People see
most people fill it out, B-Lo, and they're ready to start swiping. Let me swipe. What the fuck is up? And you're like, I'm calling it a night.
I called it a night and I went to bed. I woke up the next morning to a fucking flood. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not even trying to be pompous. I'm not trying to be anything. I had a fucking flood of likes, messages, and all this other shit. I'm telling you, man, it was so overwhelming. It was like a full-time fucking job, right? And then I'm the stupid ass that sits there and reads every single message. I go through every single like, and I'm like, this is just like too much fucking time. It took me like 8 hours. I was like, I'm going to have to hire someone to go through all these messages. And then I talked to somebody else and they said, no, man, now you know why people are flaky because there's just so much activity. You kind of just got to like, yeah, nah, nah. So no, I did this for a couple days, right?
I just find it so funny because, again, people, we don't rehearse this. We don't. I told B-Lo, like,
We didn't even talk about this. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like,
but I like seeing your initial reaction.
And I'm not even going to get, I'm not even talking about going on dates. I'm talking about the experience of this process because I think I had to like, I don't even know. So then you get all these messages. I'm reading the messages and me, you know, my nature, you know, again, take away some of the pompous stuff we say on here. You know, I just have like a good, I feel bad Some of the stuff that people write to you, right? I can give you some experiences. I had someone write to me, "Hi, I'm a single mother of six kids." And I really feel like I felt bad. I just deleted it because I learned just I'm not going to reply about these crazy fucking people. Right? And they send you these pictures of these people and, you know, you put in the criteria this or that, and sometimes they can find you because you could be in their criteria, just gives you a percentage certain match and shit like that. I'm like, I fucking just said I don't like fucking, you know, this, and you're like messaging me. Like, they don't look at that stuff, they just look at the pictures I'm finding.
But like, did you immediately did some look like, did you like right away, something I noticed too, did you spot up front as you were doing this, because you're early, now you're in the filtering stage earlier on, did you think that anyone's already catfishing you? Did you feel like, oh my God, this is a model's pictures? Did you get any of that?
I'm going to get into that in a minute. But I want to go through some of the messages. Maybe I should have talked about that first, right? So I get a message is like, I'm a single mother of six kids. And I really felt like writing back, it's okay to be a single mother of six kids. But if that's your pickup line, like what man do you think is that's single, right? Or who's on a dating site or whatever they're on the dating site for, like if it's couples looking for like a third person, but she should have just wrote that. Right? Like, who's going to go for you?
Yeah.
I had someone send me a message and I ignored them because I wasn't interested. I didn't answer a lot of them, right? I answered a few of them. I did have, like, at one point, I think, like, 20 conversations going, which fucking blew my mind. I fucking had Ajita and I just, why are you not replying to me? I'm like, I felt like saying because I'm not interested. I'm like going through this process of experiment. So,
you gotta block them.
It was just overwhelming, and you're going through these conversations. So this is what I'm going to take from the experience, right?
Well, hold on. Before we go there, but so people, you've got to know Bilo if you've been listening to the podcast a little while. I know Bilo really well. Bilo is somebody who is very detail-oriented, takes things very seriously, puts his time and energy in. When he gets something in his head, he gets full-blown focused. Yeah. So I could imagine what this was like for you. It probably was very overwhelming.
It was exhausting. Like, physically and mentally exhausting to me. And I'm like, I'm just doing this just to see what it's like because we've been talking about it and everybody's talking to me about it and stuff like that because this is what people do and everything. So then comes to looking at the profiles, right? What I learned, one, if someone has a single picture, they're not serious, right? If someone, and I'm validating some of the stuff you said, and I'm not trying to be materialistic or whatever, because here it is now, not that looks matter or everything, because you want to look at some of the other criteria, but everybody does have a certain type of person that they're interested in. And sure. I'm not saying like just everybody has flaws. I have flaws. You have flaws, whether it's physically or mentally, right? Everybody has a flaw, right? Yep. Or a quirk, I call them. I'm not saying, you know, some people have major disorders. Some people have flaws. If they have a single picture, they're not serious. If they only have headshots, they're not serious. Like, I tried to put pictures that were real, right?
Yep.
And this is one of the – if someone is 30 to 40 years old and they have a Snapchat filter picture on there, they're not serious. Like, why the hell would you – like, the whole purpose of those Snapchat filters is to beautify yourself. Like, it's not cute. It's not this. You want people to find you. Like, so now what you're going to do is you're going to think that you can attract a person, right? And they're going to, like, maybe like you because you're messaging them and getting to know your personality on this most awkward fucking experience of your life. And then they're going to meet you and you're going to be 500 pounds heavier than you say you are. And I'm not even saying it's just weight related, okay? It can be height. It can be everything. So you can put in...
No, but even physically, you're right. These fucking people, you and I on Snapchat all the time, you're right. Girls do that all the time. There's apps that get rid of their blemishes, that make their eyes look a certain way, their lips. And it's just like, to me, because again, I was on those dating apps. I'm over here looking at like a couple of girls. Good example. I go from the beautified filter to like the dog face filter to like some fucking fairy with special ears, like rabbit ears. Like, this is you trying to put out your best quick representative to get people to talk to you. And this
I don't understand. Like, and I'm not trying to pick on the women. Like, I'm not even saying they're ugly or the dog or something like that. My point on this is their level of seriousness and. Like, some women, you know, they get upset because, one, you don't reply to them. Well, you're not interested, right? So they get insulted. But if you're going to, like, falsify your appearance, right, or falsify, oh, yeah, I put that on there, but, you know, some of them have, like, pictures from, like, you know, it's 2019. The picture's dated fucking 2012. Like, what do you think someone's going to see when they see you? Of course they're going to be a dick to you because you lied to them. And it can go both ways for guys. I did not see what some of the guys – I actually did talk to some people. And I'm like the real people. And I was talking like about their experience, right? And they say the same thing. They say, guys, listen, I have these conversations. And it's like people just falsify themselves. So, again, so it's, if you have a Snapchat filter and you're freaking 30 years old, 40 years old, or whoever the old you are, right? If you're not 12, it's not cute, okay? And if you have 1,000 of them, it's not cute. If you have pictures with your family, some people, and this is what I noticed too, try to make the pictures look like they're not the person that they are in the picture. You follow what I'm saying? Because one person sent me a message, and the picture, they always had two or three of the same people in all of the pictures.
Yep.
And they weren't the one that you thought it was, right? Because typically if you have a picture of yourself with multiple people, you may want to put you as the center in a majority of them. Not to say you couldn't be off to the side, but if the focal point is on a particular person that's in the picture, there is the assumption that that is you. Unless you have, because some people did put at the bottom of their captions, like, I actually went through and fucking read this shit.
You right? had to. Like, I'm the one on the right. I'm the one on the left.
I'm the one on the right. I'm the one in the sundress. That's okay. Like I said, that is okay because at least you're pointing out, you know, I'm not the focal here. I'm the one that's on the right. Okay? And some people put some of this stuff, and I'm just like, you really think this is cute? One, you shouldn't put pictures with you and your kids if they're young. Or if you do, blur out the faces. Like, I've seen blurred out faces. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, you don't have to make it like, some people like circled it and made it like fucking pompous. Like, all like everything was black, like scribbled, like they used paint, but their face. I'm like, okay, well, some people like blurred it out so the picture still looked intact and you can see everything. And you do have to put a body shot. And I'm not saying to put a body shot because you want to see somebody's like, weight only, right? But you still want to see, because you can tell, I understand what you were saying, and I'm not trying to be mean or judgmental in any way. You can actually see the people that are going to go like, okay, well, I'm 5'8", right? And I'm athletically built and stuff like that. And then you look at a picture and you can obviously tell by their makeup that they're probably 5'2", and they're not athletically built. They may be curvy, for example, because that's like an option or something. And again, I'm not even saying anything bad here. Man, I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you. And the other thing that I've learned, so the way these things work is they make the messaging on those things difficult. And my first thing was, I'm like, why do they make this so fucking difficult to message? They make it difficult to message because, one, they don't want you sending like dick pics all over the place, I guess. But they also want you, I think, it's more successful if you can go from this difficult messaging to texting to meeting, right? Or texting to phone. And I will tell anybody who does this, who hasn't done this, or anyone who does this, you do not do anything besides message, text, if you want to continue because you lose tone, talk to them on the phone, then FaceTime them, then meet them. If you go from messaging to meeting them, or messaging to texting to meet them, message to texting to calling to meeting them, I mean, because even if you call them, you can say if their personality is fucking drab.
So that's right? What I mean. When I was doing, I was telling you those stages. But before you even got there to the messaging, how does Match work? I forget. I was on there years ago. Do we have to swipe each other? Can I just message anyone? How does the contact get going? Because you woke up to several messages, which means they could just message anyone, right? Is that how Match works? We don't have to match per se to talk, right?
That's not the service that I was using, but I guess you can say. So I didn't want to give any service names. It's not the one I was using. I'm not going to say the one I was using.
I thought you said Match early, but whatever one you were using, how does that work? How does this one you were using, how does it work? Because obviously you were getting comments, you were getting questions, and you didn't even swipe or like someone yet.
What it is you come in and you get all these messages. Like, people can send you messages. Like, they see your profile, they can your profile. Or they can send you a message. Or they can do both. And then you can see, like, they have that, like, little history of the thing. Like, they can like you can like them, you can message, you can go back. And
so could you just message back to their message, or do you have to like or swipe them?
No, you can go back to them. And the one I was doing, again, I think it's maybe because you're paying them, it's a little different, because it's like the theoretical is I'll tell you when we're done the one I was using, okay?
Because, again, that's what I wanted to get at, too. That's a lot of upfront work. Like, that shit, before you even get to the messaging, finding the ones you like. Now, depends on the app. Some you have to swipe, some you have to like, some to actually initiate, they have to swipe, they have to like.
Yeah, this one I was using was not, doesn't have to be mutual, but you can see if they liked you, you can see if you like them, you can fucking get rid of them or like them or something like that.
Does it give you the block option right away too? Can you block someone? What? Can you block someone right away?
I didn't think that out. And that's what I was trying to say, because some of these people just are relentless.
Yes. Yes.
And you'll see the story. Like, I don't know how long I've been talking. So those are some of my pointers for going through this, right? I'm trying to keep it. But I would get like a throw phone or something. Because if you give someone your phone number, motherfuckers are going to show up at your house.
Well, because they can search it. I know. They can do the reverse lookup. So that's what that's so. All right. What did you feel? And let us know. Did you go down this road? Did you even go this far? Did you, once you started messaging, if you did message, did that last long? Did you go right to text? Did you go to phone calls?
I think what you need to do, again, I think you should message, right? If someone just wants to keep messaging, it's very awkward and it's just going to fizzle down because you have so much going on.
That's so the pen pal thing. I talked about
when the right time is, you have to know pretty quick. Yeah, become a pen pal. You have to know at the right time, and you have to go by the conversation and the dialogue. At the right time when you want to message them or not message them or something like that.
During the workday. It's very difficult where, again, let's just, regardless, you don't know that person yet. They don't know you yet. You could put what you do for a living. You could put your title in there. You could put fucking janitor, or you could put Burger King manager, right? No matter what, you say you both work during the day. It's tough to want to initiate that. Like when I was on there, one of my biggest things was I'm a busy guy all fucking day long. No matter if it's in work, but I'm in the middle of a meeting. And, like, there'll be a time period like, oh, you had to respond in a few hours. And I'm like, look, I don't know what your work day is like all day. It's tough for me to get to a phone to respond. And some of them would get frustrated, like, I wasn't active enough during the work day. And I'm like, I just had 5 back-to-back fucking meetings. Like, I would respond a lot during my lunch.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, like
– it became a joke.
You give someone the phone number, you know, because you want to talk to them, you want to hear them. You have to be very careful because – you talk to some of these people, they're fucking wackos, man. I mean, not to say that everybody on there is a wacko, because, again, you could go to a bar and meet someone and give you a phone number. But the amount of information that some people disclose before they even – they don't know who I am from a hole in the wall. They're like, yeah. I work at this such and such a place Monday to Tuesday between 10 and 6, and then I work in this office between this day. I'm like, why are you giving that much information to a person that just put a picture up there? I could have gone on your Facebook page, taken all the pictures of you, put them up there, and said I was you.
Yep,
and been a psychopath. But some people,
you know that too, Bilo. Like you have, once you go with that number change, not only can they look you up. We talked about this on the show how social media works. Once your number is in my phone for the very first time as a contact, I start getting all these feeds in. It's like, oh, Bilo's on Snapchat, Bilo's on Instagram,
exactly.
Bilo's on Facebook.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like if people don't realize that, it's like, okay, add an Instagram friend, add a Snapchat friend, add all this stuff, and it was just so overwhelming for me. And I would cut this right to the fucking chase. I canceled that motherfucking shit after 5 days. That's how bad it was. Wait, I'm making it sound like I did this long, drawn-out thing. But after 5 days, I canceled that shit because I just couldn't take it anymore. I had like 20 conversations going, fucking people calling me, people fucking talking to me. And I just – that's just, you know me. I'm just like, you know.
So do you want to disclose what stages you got to while you were doing that? Like how did it work for you? Like what did you find beneficial, entertaining? What was painful? Like what did you –
well,
besides
I went
the
out,
messaging
– I did go out one time. I got borderline fucking raped with a bartender.
Wait, hold on. You can't just go into that here. Set that up. Like, where were you? How did this happen? Did you get
vibes? Because I felt like I was like, okay, let me try to do this. I shouldn't say this. Like, I did not do anything with anybody. I did not go out. I did not like do anything intimate with anybody. I did not do anything physical with anybody. I just met a couple people just to see what it was like. People that I thought was okay. I went out for a drink with someone.
So you went in cold.
And I'm not even.
You did that though. You went in cold. Like, was there any beyond the pitches?
One time I went in cold. No, one time I went in cold. All the other times, like, it's not like I did a. Dude, I did this for 5 fucking days, right? 5 days. So think about how much you can do in 5 days, right? I went out and I was embarrassed because the bartender was looking at me. It was women bartender. Because this girl was like trying to grab me and I'm like, ugh. And then she's trying to like grab my ass, like pinch me and all this other stuff.
And think about that, too. We talk about my dating games on here. Not my dating games, my dating app adventures and the datings I went through. And then, obviously, whatever you wanted to share on the podcast. Think about that. Well, you and I talk about dating scenarios and what's going on when you date with someone and just going out to dinner or whatever. Could you imagine this day and age of 2019, what bartenders must see? Because they're probably, like, again, standing at the bar all day. They must be like, this is obviously a first date. Or this is from a dating app.
Yeah, no, they can tell. Because I first hey, this is an awkward meeting. Oh, and when you're going to meet somebody, meet them outside. Don't meet them inside where you're like looking around on your phone going, oh, who are you? And then, oh, hi, how you doing? My name is fucking Biff, right? So, no, I'm just saying it's like, and you know how I am. I don't want anybody touching me until I'm ready for them to touch me, period. Like, I'm not even going to shake a motherfucker's hand. If the bartender was looking at me and she's like, look at those eyes like, are you okay? Do you need me to call 911? So, and this is a very short thing. Like, I just had one drink. Like I said, you meet for fucking coffee because a coffee, like, you can say, hey, I'm going to meet for a coffee. You know, one and done. It's pretty safe. I don't want to say safe, but you get alcohol involved. You never know. But I decided one time, I'm like, yeah, I'll meet for a fucking quick drink.
Daytime coffee dates usually are a good, my experience, a good buffer to not have that. Like, again, it's a way to get back to the office. If it's not going well, there's an out, there's things to do. Like, nighttime after work and you're drinking, you're right. That kind of, like, limits some of your options. But definitely going out during the day for the first meetup, we'll call it. I think that's probably the best way to go about doing it.
Well, it's I think, and again, like I said, it's not to say that the dating apps are mainstream now, right? So I'm not faulting the dating apps. I'm not saying the dating apps only have the crazies, because I could have gone out to a meetup. I could have gone out to a bar to meet somebody. I could have gone anywhere, and you can find a crazy person.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying people really need to be careful with the amount of information they disclose and how trusting they are on these apps, because I've seen some people that are very trusting. And I was going to say something else you should do. I just forgot because you got me distracted.
Well, so anyway, let's get back to that, the rapey date. What was going on? Like, how was she handsy when she first saw you?
Get into that. What?
How was she when she, like, met you?
She was trying to, like, put her arm around me. She was trying to, like, grab my butt. She was trying to, like, rub my leg. And I was just, like, hitting her. And this is, like, I was in one fucking drink. Because you sit down, you order a drink.
Was it because of the alcohol? Was she like this? That's how she is as a person.
I think she just was looking to, like, bang people. And, again, it's not, listen, and I'm not, listen. People say that guys are bad to women. Right.
Well, did
I'm
she
not
pick
saying
two?
That doesn't happen.
Was she on the premium side? Like, was her intent, like, can you tell? Was she paying?
No,
for
her intent was after, like, the messaging and stuff was cool, right? And I went into this like, hey, this is just an experiment, right? So I'm not, like, I already had in my head, so maybe there was some stigma in there in my head. Like, I'm not, like, looking to pursue anything here. I'm just kind of, like, going through this process and just experimenting and seeing what it's like. And her intent was just to just find someone to just, like, hang out with, like, and stuff.
So it wasn't going well. We'll get to whatever else you want to share. But how did you win that? What was your out? What did you do?
I got my fucking check, and I split it, and I fucking left. And I just kind of ran away. Fortunately, where I was, I knew where I was. There's always a lot of police outside. It was not in a bad way. I'm just saying I want to be safe myself. You don't know who's going to fucking jack you and stuff like that. You have a friend
officer, I don't feel safe right now. Can you walk me to my vehicle?
Yeah. Well, no, because you know how I am. Like, dude, you don't know. You could meet it. Listen, there's so many things that could happen anywhere, right? You could meet a girl who has her fucking two boyfriends outside. She's like, oh, yeah, meet me over at this bar in this corner. They're going to fucking jack you and fucking steal your wallet, right? And she gave you a fake name. She gave you all this stuff. She gave you a fake phone number. Like, you have to be careful when you meet people. And it's not just the dating apps. It's when you meet people when you go out. Like, people don't think of this stuff. Like, you have no idea who it is. Once you really find – and this is what I'm saying. FaceTime them. Do stuff like that so you can get a little sense of, like, who they are a little more than just showing up and meeting them and then saying, okay, well, meet me at this bar. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to meet you at this bar. So,
that one day
I was
aside,
smart because it's not only that. I met and I chose where I chose, not only for myself, but for myself, because you want to do it in a place like that because you still – the person can be crazy towards you, like, in this situation, or they can be like, oh, this guy tried to roof – you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be a totally different story where they can make false accusations for you too. And it goes both ways, right? So now, I mean, this girl could say, well, no, I wasn't grabbing his ass. He's just making it up. You know, it can go both ways. So you want to be in a very safe place. And I don't think you should meet at night. I think you should meet during the day. You know, just so that it's daylight out, it's brighter. It's not like that seedy, like, you know, fall into the dark alley, get pulled into the ocean and like never seen again. So anyway, so
this meetup wasn't a good experience. So what else did you get out of it that did or did not work? What else did you do? How did you talk? Did you go to text and did you FaceTime up front? Did any of that stuff come into play? Because when I was doing it, I got a lot of that. To me, I found that at first I found it odd because a stranger wanted to see my face, hear my voice. But then it made sense because they wanted to make sure I was the guy behind the actual account. So when we went quickly over to FaceTime in my earlier, you know, dating, when I was doing the dating apps, that was a couple of years ago. The first time I experienced that, I'm like, I don't really like this. Then when I got back into it, it kind of made sense. So what was your experience on the ones that the initial contact was better?
I don't have anything interesting to discuss on that, to be honest with you. I wish I had. I can only tell you like what I've learned, the lessons learned. I really don't have any. Like,
so was it all bad? I mean, was it all bad? Or did you see anything from someone that you could say, hey, you know what? Try a dating app because here's what you should look for. Is there anything good that came out of it? Because, again, look at me.
I think
this for months on here. We swiped a lot. You know,
no, I think I think with me, for never having used one, I'm not saying the word accept, but never having used one and never having gone through it, I think I had to get this first thing out of my system just to understand the experience. If I were to go on it again, which I probably won't be going on it again at this point, I would have a different perspective on it, right? I would do some of the things I said. Like, I wouldn't, like, you know, you have to just, like, be flaky and kind of skim over some of these things and not be so detailed, right? You have to kind of, if something catches your eye, go. Not, like, analyze every single one that sends you a message. Not analyze every, you know, picture that shows up that you're going to swipe on. Because I was, like, clicking on it, reading the profile. Oh, yeah, they like that. Okay, I like that. You know, some people just go, like, now I know why people just go with, now I understand the whole, like, Tinder bubble, like, concept where it's just, like, swipe fast. Okay, I'm going to read and stuff like that. See, like I said, it's like, I never have experienced that. I never had experienced that, excuse me. I had never gone through it. And now I know what it's like. It's like, it's almost like they should send you through like a little boot camp.
It's a good point.
Because
you also, you had, like you said, you had an intent. You were going on there to experience it for the first time ever. You weren't looking to meet the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You went on there with like an experiment in mind. I was on there earlier on, 3 years ago, just to meet girls, to get more dates, because I was really dating. I enjoyed dating. I think I'm good at dating. I love dating. Now I got back on there, you know, when we did this, you know, 5-6 months ago, was to meet someone that I want to spend the rest of my life with. And some people get on there without an intent. And that's the thing. And some people, Bilal, I spoke about this. Like that mom that reached out to you about, hey, I'm a single mom of 6 kids. I met a mom on there in person that had 4 sons. And she didn't know how to date because she'd only been with this guy since high school. No fault of her own. But you got to go into these dating apps. Again, if you're on there in your 20s and you just want to fuck or hook up or take dates, fine. But you got to meet like-minded individuals. The reason you're on there has got to be the same reason I'm on there. Even if we match and swipe, what are we looking to get out of this? That's what I was doing. I was vetting this stuff the last time I was on there. Like, hey, you know, looking to meet, how's dating, how's it going? And some people like, you know, I've gone this far in life, but I'll actually get married. I don't have kids, blah, blah, blah. That to me was like something I was looking for because I shared this with you on here. It was very difficult for me, Mr. Single Guy living in the city, to date a divorcee mother of two who just came out of a relationship. That was not working for me, man. But that was me going in with just dating. But you dabble in for the first time just to see what the fucking fuss is all about, what all the hype is about. It's very interesting to me because I know you're not that type of person that would ever get on a dating app. So I knew when you were doing it, and every time you were like, oh my God, like you're trying to reach out to me, I'm like, let's talk about it on the podcast because I wanted to get your true reaction of like, because I know you really well. I can't picture you on a fucking dating app and just how you take things and how your mind works. And how it's like, again, when you get on your workout routine or your fucking, your fish and your chickens, you go all in. You have to learn everything, figure everything out. I know you. You're like, you become obsessed. And then just like the dating app, 5 days later, you're done. It's like, that's it. I went all in. Now I'm all the fuck out. What's the next thing I'm going to? I know how you are. So, yeah. That, for me, right. I really wanted. I'm glad we got to do it on the podcast, not because I just came out of the whole dating thing, the dating app thing, but to get your take on it. Really, I really thought the audience would find it entertaining if they've been following.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not trying to be like, and my intention here is not to sound like a pompous ass. My intention here was to say, here's a true experience, some of the things that I have learned. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not commenting on what people look like in their pictures. I'm just saying these types of pictures, if somebody has a single picture, you're not going to be taken serious. If you're going to have a Snapchat filter picture thinking you're cute at 40 years old, I'm going, what type of 40-year-old is going to post? You know, you want people to see you. I already know it's like a little fake kid picture, right? Or, you know, put pictures of like real stuff. Like put pictures of you like really in life, right? So people can see what you fully look like or see some of the things you like to do. Like some of the ones that caught me, and I even like dabbled with this after like, it's like put things that interest you. Like some people put pictures of like, you know, I put a couple of like photography pictures because I said I like photography, for example. And a lot of people picked up on that. They're like, it's so cool that you're putting like your real life and I can see that you like it. You know, like you have to be real. Like don't put like these fake posed pictures. Not one of my pictures was fake and posed.
Did you come? I know because again, we were talking about this on one of the previous podcasts about going fishing one day. That's something I noticed on the dating apps. People, it didn't matter. Like girls would put on their bio, oh my God, guys, enough with the fish pictures. But then I would actually see women with fish pictures. Did you just come across any women holding fucking fish in their pictures? Yes. Because fishing is a big thing on dating apps.
Yeah, no, there's women who had like fishing and one like, oh yeah, I do bait my own hook.
Yeah, they kind of go hand in hand. I don't know if it's like an innuendo, like, oh, we're all up there, you know, fucking fishing on these fucking dating apps. But I noticed the fish pictures being a big thing when I got on this last time, you know, a few months ago. All right, B-Lo, is there anything else you want to share with the audience on your adventures? Or is this something that we may want to revisit in the future? What do you think?
No. I'm done for now. I maybe when I come out of therapy or something.
You know what's funny? Like, if you watch movies in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, like, the 40-year-old version is a good example. They embraced speed dating. Nobody does that anymore because you got apps. But could you imagine that in 2019 where you get into a room and somebody comes over to a table every 3 minutes and you got to be like, da, 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 but we kind of do that.
I do think, and this is my philosophy, right? I do think when you meet somebody after you get to that point, I think when you first meet them, you know, this isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. These are going to be the obvious answers. I know they're going to be the obvious answers, but it's the reality. I'm going to meet you, and I know there's no chemistry. I'm going to meet you, and I'm going to say, hey, you know what? I feel a chemistry. Or are you going to meet them and say, you know what? Things are going well. Could be a chemistry. I may need to see you again in a different scenario, right? Just to get like to a different angle, a different perspective of the situation. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, if we talk about it again, I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. But I do have to say that it was an overwhelming experience and I pulled. Oh, I did find out some other things too, right? Because I did talk to some people like cool, like legit, like not like, you know, relationship type stuff. And I consulted with some other people who I know use dating apps. And I didn't talk to you about this because you were being a little like baby and didn't want to talk to me about it.
What?
Girls, and I didn't even think about this. Women, and guys may be doing this too, I don't know, have their friends talk to the same person on the one I was doing, right? Because it's paid, you can find somebody. I don't know about like the others, like the Bumble, the Tinder, where it's like swipe or whatever. But I did talk to somebody, and they said they actually were talking to two roommates on one of these dating apps. And what they do is they try to, like, you know, I don't want to say catfish them, but, like, validate. It's actually smart. I'm not saying it's stupid. I'm saying it's pretty damn smart that, yeah, they say, well, my friend messaged that person as well. And I messaged them. Like, I sent them the profile, and then they liked them, and they started sending the messages just to see what the guy was saying to them.
Both. Yeah, they're trying to see if you're consistent, like making sure you're not lying, catch you in lies. Yes. So what you're saying to that person, you'll say to that person as well.
I mean, and again, on these things, initially, if you're in the early stages, everybody knows, and this is like, you have to just go into this knowing. Everybody knows that you're on these things. You're talking to 5,000 fucking people because that's the nature of it. The whole notion is you're going to talk to several people, find someone you're interested in, stop, right? Focus on them, see if it works, pick it back up again if it doesn't. Not try to have like 4,000 fucking people you're talking to. I think realistically, you can talk to two people at one time. Not saying two people like going out and doing all these dates and stuff. I'm saying like have two interactions and have that be manageable.
You know, that, you said that was smart, but again, that's just like, you're right. That was almost like catfishing. You're starting off in deception. Like, if it did work out, but you're like, you're starting, what if it did work out? I'm not saying you, but what if me, anyone, you met someone that was kind of playing that game with their roommates. They like seeing the story matches up. You started off on a fucking lie. That just wouldn't sit well with me.
No, no, they didn't. No, no. I'm not saying they're catfishing lying. To me, they're being smart because they're trying to validate the person that they're talking to.
Yeah, but they're playing a fucking game with you, though. Like, they're not telling you that up front that they're doing this. It is a form of deception.
It's not like they did it for months. They just did it. I don't think there's a problem with it. If you're a guy and you're giving the same answers, right, or you're giving, like, a true story, the same story, what's wrong with it?
But that's because of your intent. You didn't go on there to meet fucking someone you wanted to spend the rest of your life
with. I wasn't that person, by the way. I'm just saying, though,
if that happened to you, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't care because you weren't fully vested into this dating app. When I was on it, I had a full-blown intent that I wanted to meet someone serious, you know? So, like, for me, if I found that out, I'm like, what? You were fucking doing what? Are you a fucking psychopath? Like, why were you doing that? But I think, again, back to why you get on these apps is really important to what you want to get out of them. And I think a lot of people don't think that through, you know what I mean? And actually, you know what? Some people do hand it. I mean, we did it on the show, but I was swiping my own. And you would tell me to swipe on. Some people actually do hand their phone over to a friend, like, because sometimes you don't know what's best for you. It's like, oh, you would say no to this girl, but you know what? This is actually what you're looking for. Like, some people allow the liking and the swiping for their friend to do that, to meet up with them. And it's just like, I don't know. You're kind of going in cold and blind that way.
Well, what I did read as well is it said, like, have a friend write the bio for you, for example, right? I was like one of those dudes. I was like Googling, like, how do you do this? Like,
really?
I'm not joking. Yeah, like,
yeah. No, you did ask me, like, what the hell would you put in that stuff? And I was just like, I kept on directing you, you know, save it for the show. But you're right. You could say I was being a little baby, but I was doing it because I knew this would be very entertaining. And I promise you, when we go back and listen to this, when the audience listens to this, to hear your initial reaction and what the fuck you got into, it's very fucking funny, because I know you and I can't picture you on this because it's just something to me. I was like, I had to hear this raw for the first time.
Like I said, I'm just like a good traditional guy at this point. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I'll have to, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, again, you didn't use it for what it was for, but welcome to fucking dating in 2019. Like, when you reach a certain age and those dating gaps, man, that's now you get to feel both the good and the bad and the ugly that I was going through every time I went on them, because it's, again, all my friends are married with children. I'm not going out to the clubs anymore. I'm not going out to the bars. I'm too old or doing my own thing. Well, my friends don't set me up anymore because they don't have anybody set me up with. So dating apps became an option. And I got in there where, like you just said a little while ago, I got on there to meet someone that I want to spend
I can understand why people become or appear shallow.
Yes, totally. Totally. Because you only got small window, man. You got 4 or 5 pitches to choose from. You got 60 to 200 characters to write about yourself. And then you're quickly just swiping and liking and like, oh, this person looked this way in this picture. Or they're not into that. Oh, I can't believe this person has another fish picture. It is a very shallow process until you
actually. Yeah, no, and it's very awkward. And like, I can understand, like I said, I have a totally different perspective on it, right? I do. And it's.
Well, good. I wanted to get into that. I wanted to focus strictly on Strictly Dickly with that today. I wanted to share it. I did not prepare anything for a T&B will get topical unless you have something topical that you want to throw out there. But we've gone almost the full hour. I could tell Hans to start queuing it up if you want. But did you have anything else?
I think we're good. I have to go sit down now after talking about this.
You got what we were talking about last week, how I react sometimes. It's like I get a form of PSD, and I'm like, now you have it after that. You have it after the dating apps, that you are traumatized. You hear fucking helicopters and bombs going off again. Well, Bilo, Hans is coming in. This is very entertaining. I'm planning on getting this up on Tuesday. Hopefully get through it. No technical issues this week. I get 2 other ones lined up for Wednesday and Thursday. And then hopefully we get one more before I go to Cuba. This was fun. I'm glad we got to talk on the podcast. I won't talk to you till next week, but have a good 4th of July.
Enjoy. You have a happy 4th of July as well. I'm going to go make some fireworks that day.
God bless America, Bilo. I will talk to you soon.
Peace out.